We have some developing news this morning. Israeli defense officials in Jerusalem say two bodies turned over by Hezbollah have been identified as dead Israeli soldiers. Israel had agreed that once the bodies were confirmed, they would turn over Samir Kantar, who was convicted of the murder of four members of an Israeli family in 1979. It is part of a swap between Hezbollah and Israel that was brokered by the UN. BBC correspondent Alim Makbul joins us now. And Alim, what did Israeli officials announce specifically, and what happens now?
Well, over the last 5 or 6 hours, Israeli officials have been examining the remains of bodies that were handed over from Lebanon to northern Israel this morning to verify whether they were indeed the two soldiers that were captured in July 2006. Now, Israeli radio is now reporting that it has been confirmed that they are indeed the remains of those two soldiers. The Israeli army as yet are not confirming it for certain. Of course, they need to let the families know first, and that is what has been going on over the last few hours. These families who have been waiting here in Israel didn't in fact know whether they were going to get remains or indeed the alive soldiers back, because Hezbollah, the group that captured these soldiers in July 2006, had never said whether indeed they had died in the attack, these two soldiers, or whether they were still alive. And so finally this morning, those families who've been waiting in northern Israel saw two coffins come over the border, and that's when they realized that their loved ones had indeed died over the last 2 years.
And it was the result of an incident that triggered the 34-day war between Hezbollah and Israel. In return for those remains, Israel has agreed to turn over a man responsible for the deaths of four Israelis in 1979.
Yes, that's right. I mean, this was the original reason, in fact, that Hezbollah carried out this raid. This was in July 2006, as I said. They captured soldiers because they said they wanted the release of Lebanese people that had been held by the Israeli authorities. So, yes, in return, what Israel is giving back, once they have verified whether these are indeed the remains of those soldiers, they will hand over five Hezbollah prisoners, one of which is a man called Samir Kantar, who carried out quite a vicious attack in northern Israel in the late 1970s. He was sentenced to life imprisonment, but is now being handed over, as indeed are the remains of Hezbollah fighters who have been captured and killed, over about 200 of them over the last several years.
Now, this swap triggered an incredible debate. People felt very strongly in Israel, though the Knesset did pass it 22-3. What were some of the issues?
Well, you know, with this deal, when it comes to this deal, essentially, a lot of people are saying, well, this is Hezbollah being rewarded for capturing soldiers. And if this is the case, if the Israeli government is to do deals like this, then perhaps it would endanger the lives of many other of their soldiers, and they will become more of a target now. And a lot of people are asking, though, whether this whole last 2 years was in fact worth the very heavy toll it took, not only in terms of lives in that 34-day war, as you said. Over 1,000 Lebanese were killed, mainly civilians. More than 100 Israeli soldiers lost their life, and about 40 Israeli civilians were killed as well. But since then, ultimately, they've done the deal that Hezbollah wanted.
And they are certainly planning on celebrating. There are reports that they've actually called for a holiday, and that people have put up yellow ribbons, and that it's going to be tomorrow is going to be a day of real celebration.
Absolutely. Very, very different feelings on the two sides of the border here in Israel. I'm in Jerusalem right now. There's a very somber mood across the border. It's very different. They have music playing at the border. They're waiting for those prisoners to be released. They will be flown to Beirut, where there's already a large street party waiting for them.
BBC correspondent Alim Makbul, thank you.
Pleasure.
Alim Makbul, BBC correspondent, was coming to us from Jerusalem.
It's interesting. Earlier, he was talking about how this could be a template for negotiations with Hamas in Gaza, similar kinds of polarization.
And that was an issue that was brought up. Many Israelis, as this was debated, concerned that that's exactly what the end result would be, that you would encourage not only Hezbollah, but Hamas or anyone else to kidnap and capture soldiers so they can use them as ransom.
Shifting sands in the Middle East, to be sure.